loud on my computer. I'm just going to turn my volume down. There we go.
I think it sounded all right.
Well, for me, it was just the whole house is rattling over here.
Oh yeah.
It's not the audio you hear. Oh, well, we're live. It's okay. We can start the show now.
Janine, coffee.
Yeah, that was our funniest joke ever, right? Listeners, yeah, everybody like that? No? Okay. Anyway, welcome to That Was Disappointing. You're back. We're back. Joe's not because, even though we have it in writing that he agreed to a different time, he quote unquote said, "Oh, I didn't realize we were recording earlier. I'm with friends." Wow. So first of all, I know it's bullshit because he has no friends other than us. So anything else that's happening, he's probably just doing some grab ass in the living room with his BBJ people. So it's just me, Kenny, and Benny Boy's back. How are you doing, Benny Boy?
What's up, friends? It's like a permanent spot here. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I should do that, huh? Oh, shit. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
Oh, it wasn't worth that. There you go.
I'm thinking that, yeah, right now you're the front runner for Joe's job. So what's even better is he's never going to listen to this. So he does not know that we're going to talk about trying to shoehorn him out of the show. The only time
it's like Boondogs, man.
It's
like Boondogs,
dude. He's gonna find out because the ghost will mention it. That's the best part in an email, and that's if he's even here for the ghost's email readings. Anyway, yeah. So that was disappointing. You're back with us, as I already introduced us, and we're gonna talk about moving. I have no song queued up because I'm the worst.
Use the songs I sent you.
I was scrolling back, I was scrolling. I think I scrolled way back too far, and this is great, great programming. So, you sent it to me personally, didn't you? Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, that was the problem with that. So, anyway, I'm just going to keep, talking and talking and talking until hopefully something happens.
It's like a filibuster.
That is, it's a filibuster until music happens. There you go. I think this has something to do with moving. Maybe.
I don't know. I know this
it's
song.
It's the hook of the song.
Well, we're far from the hook.
Here, I'll go here.
Here it is.
All right, there we are. We're doing something with this song. It's great. Well, this will tell you how the episode's gonna go. So yeah. There we go.
All right, this was just an air ball. Sorry, everybody. That was just an air ball.
Don't apologize.
This entire show is an air ball. Are you kidding me? Whatever. Doesn't fucking matter, man. Okay, time to break out the red wine. But before we really get into the stitches of that shit, I suppose we should get on to our very first segment.
Oh. Here is your disappointing headlines. I thought they were cooking food at first.
Oh, shit, wrong button.
Oh, God. A United Airlines flight was diverted after a dog pooped in the aisle of the plane. The five-hour flight from Houston to Seattle was immediately diverted to Dallas after a passenger's dog did the Hershey squirts on the floor near the bathroom in first class. Passengers complained the smell was so awful it was making them ill. Ground crew spent 2 hours trying to clean up the mess, but reportedly never got the smell out. One brilliant passenger summed it up with the following.
There's shit everywhere! Damn it! There's shit on the windows! Oh my God! My house is full of shit! He's shit everywhere! He's shit all over the wall!
Next up, don't squeeze the juice! Former NFL star, actor, and acquitted murderer, O.J. Simpson passed away this week from cancer. I personally knew him. Okay.
Hey, the fucker's dead. There you go.
I personally knew him as Nordberg from the Naked Gun series. Did you guys know him as a football star, or was it just Naked Gun?
Just Naked Gun, and apparently he did like a, I don't know if it was a limited run Playgirl spread or something, but
oh god,
there are posters of him with his like apparently massive hog just hanging out. And one of the disc jockeys out here in LA would always talk about that poster on the radio show. So,
yeah, well,
that's my experience with him. That and he's a murderer. So,
yeah, I was going to write a joke for this story, but I didn't think it really fit. Next up, Wilson. A U.S. Navy and Coast Guard operation on Tuesday rescued three mariners stranded on a tiny Pacific Ocean islet for more than a week after the trio spelled help using pond fronds laid on a white sandy beach. Relatives reported them missing after they did not return from their Easter fishing trip. They managed to stay in good health while on the island, but the castaways agreed that the events on the island will remain unspoken. That reminds me of Joe's 40th when we all went out to New Orleans. This is where Joe's supposed to go. Well, but we didn't do that. And I go, yep, that's right, Joe. We sure didn't. Thanks, Joe. Ruin another bit. Next up.
Well, why let's do my...
I am not too smart.
Why do my eyes hurt? Google Trends showed a literal spike in searches for why do my eyes hurt? I see spots. And why do I have a headache? Immediately after the eclipse. Searches peaked at 3:12 p.m. Eastern, about 45 minutes after the path of the eclipse crossed into Texas from Mexico, and had largely returned to normal levels after 5 p.m. on Monday. Damage caused by exposing your eyes to direct sunlight is permanent, and only some of the symptoms can be treated. So I really hope these new floaters in my vision play nice with all the other floaters in my vision. Still, totally worth it. I have seen two now, and the second was no less awe-inspiring. Art, you were in a movie about the solar eclipses called Chasing the Sun, right? Where can our listeners find that?
Exactly. It was a movie all about eclipses and chasing the eclipse across the country. It's a Buddy Road movie. You have to just keep watching the movie to really get there. But yeah, you can find it on Amazon.
Yeah, so I was saying it's one of the hottest independent like eclipse movies out there, Chasing the Sun. That's what we did too, because there was clouds. So we literally left where we were staying and like drove an hour and 10 minutes west, and we found it.
Nice. Oh, you know, this is apropos of absolutely nothing except for the fact that you just name dropped that movie. We actually had a guy, a musician, who was a fan of that movie and the novelization, as well as the sequel. And he wrote a song about the novel's sequel called Sunrise Over the Volcano.
Wow. Oh, and this is it. Here we go.
It's time for me to do the island shuffle. Get out of here.
All right, that's all you get for now.
So,
is that the Bamboo Bernie one or something?
Bamboo Bob.
Bamboo Bob, that's what it was.
So, Art, you're going to be in the sequel too, and this one you go to Hawaii. I'll watch that.
All right. So, just to wrap it up here, I don't stand on my little stand here that often, but everybody getting hurt and having problems after viewing the eclipse. Personally, I see this as an end of times. Science ignorance and information illiteracy is running rampant. Every time I see a picture of a partial eclipse through a welding mask or layers of tint, and the comment, "I don't see what the big deal is about," I think you will probably not see what the big deal is about floating in your vision for the rest of your life. And for just a little bit, I smile. And that is your disappointing headlines.
It is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California.
After O.J. Simpson's death, SNL star Norm MacDonald's jokes poking fun at the former athlete have resurfaced.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says, that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you.
Fellow comedian Conan O'Brien commended McDonald's coverage during Simpson's trial, even though it got him fired.
This is so stupid. This is dumb. I was hoping it was just going to be a hot slice together of jokes, but instead it's some jerk off on TikTok talking over them. Anyway, whatever. Yada, yada. We're here to talk about moves.
Has anybody here recently moved?
Define recently, like within the last year?
In the last 2 weeks.
No, definitely not me.
If we get somebody on the show that has moved in the last 2 weeks, because I'd love an update.
we haven't gotten their deposit back.
We could certainly try, so. Oh, come on now. Why? Way to ruin everything, YouTube ads. I'm sitting there ready to finally play the most apropos song there could have been.
There it is.
Yeah.
We'll just start from here.
All right. Welcome to the show. Yeah. All right. Moving. It most often leads to good things. Certainly, there are times where people have to move for less than pleasant reasons, but generally, people move to increase their overall value, their happiness, or their experience. And we're going to try to focus on that, hopefully. Some people have moved a whole hell of a lot. I think, Kenny, you probably are the chart topper at this point. I'm kind of around the same as your wife. And Ben, I'm actually not quite sure how many times you've moved, but whether you've moved once or moved 100 times, this is the show for you. So let's get into moving. So, and here's the funny thing. This topic was picked because fucking Joe just moved. You're right. Now I see what you're talking about. See, he's not even here. So I immediately put him out of my head. Joe just moved.
He did.
And
why he wasn't here last week.
That's why he wasn't here. Yeah, because he was, I'm too tired. Well, you heard in his audio, I'm too tired from paying people to move my stuff for me. And we were going to, get a fresh perspective, but that clearly isn't going to happen.
Was that LexBot?
I can bring up LexBot and LexBot.
No, I'm saying, was that LexBot?
Oh, that was LexBot. Yes.
So he write that, or does you write that?
I wrote that.
Okay. That's my thought. Okay.
Nah, I know. I just didn't feel like lying anymore. I needed to be truthful to the world.
No, Art, let
it's
it
okay,
out.
Art.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Everybody did. Everybody did.
I'm sorry.
Present company accepted, of course.
I thought I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think you definitely did, Joe. I mean, Ben. Oh my God, what?
Ken, is that a bit? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Okay, so I would say start us off, Joe, but Joe's not here, so I guess does anybody have anything? Let's talk about how many times we have moved. All right.
Okay.
I will say, for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to count moving to dorms and moving to a temporary residence for a limited time, like an ocean town. In that case, then I have moved, 14 times, I believe it was. 13 or 14 times. Two of them are the college moves. One is moving to an ocean town. The rest are actual house moves. Been around a little bit, but Ben, how about you? Before we save Kenny's grand total,
I I was 0 to 6 years old in an apartment. Then my parents bought a home, and we moved there. And I was there for 22 years. And then I did go to Ocean City for a summer. That was the best summer of my life. And then I sold that house, and then I moved into an apartment. And then a year or so later, I moved to California. And here in California, I moved once. And I've been in my place ever since. And Art over here was kind enough to help me move from my apartment to the new one, or the newer one, back in the year 2010.
So how many times is that? I wasn't counting the entire
six.
Time.
Six.
Six. Okay.
Six.
All right, Ken?
When we decided to do this episode, I went through and kind of, because I wanted to see for myself how many different places I've stayed. And in my adult life, I've moved 17 times, and I'm moving again in a week.
That's a lot for an adult.
Yeah, I've broken down in by year here.
Yeah, please do, because, and also we should explain, you are not, or you have not been in military service, right?
No, never.
Okay, so that excuse is off the table.
And
So
I
Kenny's.
say that, and I was never, I could, I'm not cool enough to be military. So yeah,
Yeah, so
I totally respect people who served.
Kenny's clearly trying to run away from something. I'm sure he's probably got aliases across half the country, and he's got a bunch of fucking phony checks, and he's got a wreck of bankruptcies behind him somewhere. So that's the only reason I could imagine that you would move almost once a year.
Good
So
God, man.
almost, yeah. Okay, so go ahead.
I'm curious, Kenny. I'd love to hear some of the things you have kept with you for every single move.
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second.
All
That's a good
right.
question for you to hold on to. So let's
Yeah,
okay.
just use that as a topic. So I figured out that I moved 4 times before I turned 18, once out of my grandmother's house. We moved into an apartment in Haig Avenue in Baltimore, like, Brooklyn area. Same thing, we moved from Haig Avenue to 10th Street in Brooklyn, and then we moved from 10th Street to Fort Smollett Road. And I stayed there pretty much until I was 21. I moved out of there in 2002 into Frank's basement. And in 2002, I moved to Fells Point. In 2004, I moved back to my parents' house. In 2005, I moved into an apartment. In 2007, I moved into an apartment in a barn. In 2007, I moved to my brother's in Florida. In 2008, I moved to my parents in Florida. In 2008, I moved to my apartment in Florida. In 2009, I moved to my ex-wife's mother's in Maryland. In 2009, I moved to my friend Kevin's in Maryland. In 2012, I moved to a rental house in Maryland. In 2013, I moved to an apartment in Florida. In 2015, I moved into my parents' house. This is when I got my divorce. In Florida. In 2016, I moved into an apartment in Florida. Met Carrie Ann, moved into her house in 2017. Her and I bought a house in 2018, moved out of that house into my current house in 2020. And here it is, 2024. And we are moving out of this house into my, what would be my third actual house that I own. So it will be a total of 22 times by the end, 3 or 4 episodes from now. I'll give you an update.
Wow. All right,
So,
so then.
and when I say move, guys, I mean everything I own comes with me, and I don't have another destination. There's nowhere to go back to. It's like I live here until we figure out the next place to live.
Right.
So
Well,
that's what
see.
I mean by move.
Okay, now see now
Not that
that
I don't
that's
count anything else, I'm just saying.
Oh, 'cause I'd say so for me that changes things 'cause I'd always counted on my parents just having a place to keep a bunch of my shit that would weigh me down.
Well,
So,
I will say, let me, there's a caveat there. I did have a trunk full of like, and I mean like one of those plastic kind of trunky Walmart plastic bins, just one of those, and my giant guitar amplifier. My parents did keep that when we left Florida the first time and then drove it down to me. So there was a little bit of my stuff that couldn't fit in the Civic that my parents did keep, but I omit that because, I mean, I would have just thrown it away if I had to, you know. They kept it because it was full of memorabilia. I mean, Ernie, we'll
Yeah.
talk about that. So.
Well, that then, so in that case, if I were to take it out, I'll, as I don't remember this as an infant, but I did live in, I guess this would also be another thing, question. Sounds like you've lived in the States all your life. So when I was an infant, my mom and my dad was working in Mexico. So my mom flew back for me to be born. I was born in the US, went back, and I lived in Mexico for like the first year of my life. Then came to Maryland and lived in that house. Then we went, and I don't know if again, this is sort of, up in the air. I went and lived in Brazil with my mom for a number of months just to see family when I was a little kid, because my dad, I guess, had to do some work stuff. So I don't know if that counts or not. Because we had been there for such a long period of time, but went there, then back to Maryland, and I stayed in the same house. And I'll go ahead and I'll cut out the college moves because you're right. There's a place to come home to. You just bring a suitcase. That's it. But luckily, after I got booted out of college and I was doing community college, my folks, they made the decision for me and they moved to Florida in 2002. So at that point, I had to find a place to stay. So
that was mine in 2005. Yeah, I didn't have a place to come back to. I mean, I didn't want to anyway. Once I had gotten out, I came back to my parents' house three different times. Once after college, once when we had to get out of my brother's house and we weren't ready to get into an apartment, and then once after the divorce.
Yeah. So actually, no, sorry. I think it was 2003 is when they were out fully. And that's when I moved into what was the saddest house I ever lived in for a short period of time in college. Moved to the most fun house I ever had.
Yeah, have then one of moved those.
To another townhome that was nicer and a little bit more reserved, but still pretty wild. Then moved up to outside of like Baltimore City, Lock Raven area. Then I moved to California. And that was Van Nuys, then Hollywood, ooh, then Hollywood. Hey,
can I take it from here? Because I know your moves. Okay. Yeah. So Art moved to Hollywood. I mean, Art moved to LA with his buddy Baroga. He almost lived in Pasadena, California. So he went from one Pasadena to another.
Almost, but it was too expensive, man. Pasadena out here is nice.
I thought you were going to talk about you for a second, Ben. I didn't know you were going to talk about him.
He lived with Baroga for a year. And then he said he wanted to get out of the valley. So he got a studio apartment in Van Nuys. No, sorry, in Hollywood. Hollywood-ish.
Yeah. It was in the heart of Hollywood, yeah.
And then he got a really, really cool spot. No pun intended, Kenny. He got a cool spot in Hollywood. Central heat, central air, balcony, fireplace, gated parking, all in the heart of Hollywood for a very reasonable rate of under four figures a month. So he was loving that place. And then he left that to move in with his now wife, back then fiance.
No, she was just a girlfriend then. Yeah, she was just a girlfriend. Okay. Yeah.
Out on Tahunga-ish?
Toluca Lake.
Toluca Lake, yeah. And he was there until he bought his awesome home he has now.
And then here we are. And probably at least another move is in the future. But moving's a bitch. So we have a couple of things we could talk about. We have Ben's topic of what have you always kept with you. And I want to poke fun at somebody who's not here by talking about who are some of the any bad, you know, when we always ask friends to help us move, right?
Oh, God, I got one.
Any
of those
bad
stories.
Experiences asking friends to help move? So I could either let Ben go first and we'll see if Joe actually divines to give us his presence, or we could start with mine. So then Joe is definitely not here to defend himself.
Joe, I mean, Art, the floor is yours.
So this is a younger man or person's game. You know, after you reach a certain age, I don't know. Oh, the fucker's coming in. Oh, this is perfect. This is so good. This is excellent. Oh, yeah. He is just in time.
For Boondocks, baby. Boondocks.
Boondocks, baby. Boondocks. So, Joe, I'm glad you're here. You're here just in time. Chances are you probably didn't set up your nice mic, so you're probably going to sound far away. Let's hear your chat real quick.
Right here, baby.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
So he's finally finished his little game of grab ass in the living room, and he's ready to join us. So what I'm going to talk about
is looking all dappered up with a haircut and a trimmed beard. Look at you.
Oh,
hey, don't give him any compliments. He's late. He's not a person.
All right, you know, unlike you, I just talk shit about behind his back.
I was buttering him up.
You know, so just so we can be clear real quick, you know, yes, I'm late. I misunderstood when you guys said 8 p.m. I assumed that, as usual, we were talking about Pacific time.
Oh, that's not even earlier. That's hella later for you.
I know, but with how you were crying yesterday about my kids are gonna be in bed in time and blah blah blah, you know, it's like, you know, especially after you had the audacity with our St. Patrick's Day episode to jump in like a bitch and yell like, all right guys, I can't deal with this right now. You're on blah blah blah, and then just storm out for you to give me crap right now about being quote unquote late. Give me a break.
Oh, it's only getting started. But the difference is, I want you to go back and listen to the show that I wasn't on and listen to the show you weren't on just now and tell me how they sound.
I've been fired, haven't I?
Well, we were going to save this for the end of the show, but so the topic we're going to talk about was less than effective people that you hire or get to help you move. And I was explaining it before you came in that, you know, at a certain age, one realizes, I'm not going to ask my friends to do this anymore because I'm a grown up and I'm going to pay people to do this. But we're not talking about that. We could if we want. But I'm talking about the good old days when you would try to pay your friends with beer, pizza, and maybe a little weed or something just to help have them help you move. And one of the and of those, who are the ones that that there was a little bit of a gap in the service? And you, my friend Joe, just happened to be the buddy I want to bring up for this particular topic.
Okay.
What was delightful for me was it was when I was moving in out of the place that I had mentioned earlier in Laurel, Maryland, and I was moving up to the place in Baltimore County. And at this point, the other guys in the house had left. One dude, he had left to go serve over in Iraq. Another guy had moved out to go to New York. And another dude, I think he moved down to Virginia. So it was just pretty much me left in the house. And I was finishing out the lease and I needed help moving and everybody had moved. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to call Joe because Joe's always been an upstanding guy. I'm going to have him come down and help me. And I said, hey, man, I need you to help me move from this place in Towson up to Baltimore. And he's like, oh, yeah, of course, man. Of course, I'll do it. So he comes down and then he helps me get everything into the truck and we're, you know, loading everything up. And then we get up to now this is where I don't remember whether or not you actually went with me or you're just like, oh, I thought you just wanted me to help you load the truck. I didn't think you needed my help to unload when you were there. And I don't remember. I feel like I wasn't to your face like, what the fuck? But I was like, no, I guess it's cool. So what took us, you know, a couple hours to load a truck took me the better part of the entire afternoon to empty the fucking truck to move furniture by myself without a dolly. And then luckily I had a first floor apartment, but I've never forgot. I was like, God bless Joe for stepping up and being the one guy who would actually show up to help his buddy out. But goddamn Joe for leaving me in a lurch.
Is that the night that you came and spent the night at my house?
I don't know.
Because one night when you were packing something up, it might have you had wanted my help with something and I couldn't come. And then like you were spending the night at my house back in Pasadena. And when you finally arrived at my house, you were like, you ran right by me, completely out of breath. It was the most melodramatic performance I ever remember. You like ran by me out of breath and dove face down into my couch in like the living room, just like that.
That must have been another time because I feel like you left me pretty high and dry. I could be wrong. I don't know. Because I just don't know why I would be so out of breath having driven a truck full of furniture to your house. So I don't know. I'm not sure. That's probably a different melodrama time. But all I know is don't call Lex if you want the whole job. But if you want a half-ass job, he's your man.
Where was Kenny? Where was Ben?
I don't fucking know. I hadn't talked to Kenny in years at that point.
Yeah, I was off the hook, man.
Yeah. I don't know if I knew him yet.
And none of you guys helped me with my moves.
Yeah, see? Exactly. So look, Joe, you didn't help him with his moves. What are you doing letting your friends down, Joe? You didn't help Ben move. You didn't help Kenny move.
So
you want to fly down and help me out in a couple weeks.
Kenny, we just said that once you reach a certain age of maturity, you don't ask your friends for this nonsense.
All right, so that's Arts.
What about you guys? Yeah. Who else has had fun moving experiences?
I've got two.
Please.
All right. So this is two different instances. This is one person helping me move. And mind you, I've had a lot of great friends help me move. Friend of the show, Ryan, has helped me move. And so we were moving a fridge. And we had to, the fridge was at the house, but it was in the wrong part of the house. And it would be easier for us to just take the fridge out of one door around a corner, down a, like the road a little bit, which had like a you know how it's, roads down here have like a little lip, not like curb, it's just a curved lip. So the water can run off and stuff. And then back through a different door to get it in the right position. It just would have been easier, right? This particular person, I won't name him, you don't know him, was helping me with this fridge, okay? And it's not, the fridges aren't terribly heavy, they're just huge, right? They're mostly just insulation. All the big work's down at the bottom, which is great. It's not top heavy or anything, as long as you empty it well. And we're doing it, we're doing everything fine. We're on the road, and we've kind of like got some confidence now. So we've picked up a little bit of speed, right? And this person's a little bigger than me, so he's got the dolly, and I'm kind of just working the thing, right? And in order for us to get onto the curb, we have to go up this like 1 foot ramp that's about, I don't know, 30 degrees or so, you know? And so in my mind, because if I were holding it, I would be bringing the speed down, right? You know, because we're about to make literally a 90-degree turn up, you know, a climb, a 1 foot climb, and you know that's a ramp, right? So he does this, does not change speeds at all, twists the thing, and the dolly goes, and the fridge continues the direction that we're going.
Ah.
And you won't be able to see this. You won't be able to see this, but I've got a scar right here across my wrist on my right arm, where a piece of the fridge came off because I tried to grab it and it slit me open. I mean, it looked like I tried to kill myself. Like this, like there
That's
was
a start.
blood everywhere. Anyway, so that was friends. Also, and that's the second time he's helped me. The first time. We were trying to put together a bunk bed after moving it in, and he proceeded, like, he's a big dude, he's strong, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna lift it up, we're gonna sit it up on its things, and then we're gonna let it go slowly. He lifts it up with one arm, it falls out of his hand, and the entire bunk bed crashes onto the thing below, breaking it. And I've never asked him to move again. And
I like
the
that. It's not once, but twice bitten,
Well, you
three
know,
times shy.
some and again, I won't
Oy.
tell you how I know him, but sometimes people have a little bit more. Oh, well, ask this person to help you. I'm like, okay. Anyway, so the last one. This will I'll make this short. A friend of mine at work. We all loved him. He was great. He him and his wife got a new house, and they were moving into it. So he had like everybody from like there was like maybe 11 people from work. Some guy with a giant trailer. Everything, right? And he's like, you know, be there at 10, we'll get everything moved and we'll do everything. We'll just, you know, do the thing. You know, I'll get you guys some beer and some pizza when we get done. We get there, and I'm like one of the first people there. And I walk into this guy's apartment, and not only are there no boxes, empty boxes, there's nothing in any boxes. The kids are watching TV on the couch. It's trash everywhere. This guy is not ready to move at all, not even a little bit. And like, I was like, dude, you wanted us to help you move. He's like, yeah, I got some boxes in my car. We'll pull them out. We'll just start throwing stuff in. And I'm like, no. No, I need
That's the
boxes.
worst. He doesn't want you to help move. He
I
wants you to
don't
help him
pack
back. Yeah.
boxes. No, not at all.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
But enough
I don't
people
care how
came.
good the pizza and beer is.
Yeah, dude, en enough people came, and you know, I was not happy about it, and I eventually I got to the point where I was like, well, I gotta go. This I can't do this, you
Oh, it
know.
sounds like me with art.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you I didn't leave him
Hey,
high
he's back,
enough.
everybody. All right, you're hired.
Art, did you pack all your stuff in boxes?
I did.
Yeah, so
I've
you.
dude, I've moved enough times that I knew to pack my
Anyway.
shit. Before we get, actually, you know what? Let's get to Ben's bad move experiences, because then I want Joe to play a little catch up here.
Truth be told, I don't have much on this. My best friends helped me sell the house I grew up in as far as decluttering and moving. So it took a whole month. Every Monday they come over and they were there for 12 hours a day for four consecutive Mondays, consolidating, throwing stuff, either trash, Goodwill, or boxed. And then we took all my stuff, as much stuff as we could, to my apartment before we had movers take the really heavy shit. So pretty much I've always been lucky enough to have a friend. No real horror stories. Oh, the movers did break a box of china, and all I wanted them to do was just deduct money from the price. So it's like, keep breaking shit, guys. I'll just keep having to deduct money from the price. But other than that, knock on wood, my moves have been pretty smooth.
All right. Joe, how many times have you moved in your life? Like, full tilt move, where, because we were just saying, I mean, you could say moving to college, but then we'll know that that was, you know, there was at least a home to come back to. But yeah, how many moves have you made?
So not talking like, you know, moves where I was just a little kid at the time, right? I mean, you know.
If you were changing homes, then that would count.
So that was back, let's see, there was the first time was back in 85 or 86. Then there was when I went to college, multiple times back and forth, obviously. Then I moved in with a girlfriend. She was crazy, so that wasn't too long. Then I moved back home. Then I moved in with my fiance. Then I moved into another house. Then that went south. Then I moved into an apartment, and now I'm here in my condo. So that's a decent amount of times there. And it's and I'm really
the roller coaster.
I'm really done with moving. I never want to move again. This past time wasn't too bad. It was I did a lot of the smaller stuff, but for all the bigger stuff, pizza and beer is stupid, especially at this age. Really, at any age, it's stupid. And I do feel bad that I did kind of rely on my friends when I moved from my old house to my apartment to kind of like help me move out. But that was just an S show at the time, and my whole life was falling apart. But no, this time I moved a lot of the smaller stuff. It was still a lot, but I actually hired professional movers, two guys. They came in, they quoted me one price. It was over like $1,000. It turned out that, you know, it was only 700 some in the end because they were so efficient and so quick. And it was just, you know, even though I was moving from a first floor apartment to a third floor condo, it was just as quick and painless as could be. And I will, regardless of the price, I will never move again without the use of professional movers.
I've never paid $700 for pizza and beer, just FYI. I don't know how stupid it is, you know.
Did you pack your stuff first, or did they pack your stuff also?
What?
Oh, he would have had to have packed his stuff, because like packing, that costs.
Nobody packs.
Lot.
Yeah, that's
who. No, there are some mover companies still
who will, but they're going to charge you.
They would charge, and I didn't do that. I did all the packing
that.
Myself.
Yeah,
stop. Depends playing with my dildos.
Well, Kenny, you can pack one or two boxes by yourself that you don't want anyone to know about and leave the other.
Oh, no, if I'm paying them, dude, it's like when I go to the grocery store, I go to the aisle, I make them bag my groceries. I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, Kenny's got a chip on his shoulder for sure. He's like, if my money's paying for your salary, I'm going to get my salary.
I'll wait here all day for you to do it. I don't give a shit.
The famous story, Kenny was in the line at the grocery store, and one lady said, you know, there's a self-checkout over there. And Kenny said, no, thank you, I don't work here.
That's right. Boom. I don't work here. I'm a house husband, and I'm going to take care of this shit.
But I prefer self-checkout just so I don't have to deal with people.
And that's fair, Joe. That's totally fair.
No, I like it when they try to small talk me, and I just stone cold face them the whole time.
That's when you
therapy for me.
That's when you ask them what their favorite way to break down a body is, and then they shut up real fucking quick.
Actually, I use the, you know, did you know you can hard boil an egg in your butthole?
Well, that's going to be a long time, though. I mean, I feel like it's got to sit there.
Doesn't mean you can't do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, this conversation went south.
Okay, so well, if I hard boiled an egg in my butthole, How much would it take for me to pay you, like, to eat it?
You have to do the whole process, Joe. You can't quit in the middle.
Okay. Honestly, it probably wouldn't cost much. It would be like $100 because you're hard-boiling it in the shell. Correct. And I would take the shell off and make sure it doesn't touch the actual egg itself.
Well, saw it. $100, man. I mean, dude, he's like ready to dish out some money and laugh at you.
Yeah, but he's going through some hard times. I'm not trying to take advantage of the dude.
Yeah, good point.
Look, he just assumed a mortgage at probably what I would assume is not a fantastic, you know, interest rate. So, I mean, I don't know. You know?
Art, I will say our Joe Lex, I'm moving, GoFundMe is doing really well. So,
sweet.
You know, yeah. Good.
Nice. Oh, by the way, that was supposed to be a surprise.
Spoiler alert.
Oh,
I thought we were going to. I thought, never mind. I thought that was you and me thing. Like, we were going to like just use that.
In that case, then that was definitely going to be a surprise when he saw us, you know, cruising around in our golf carts together. But
right.
You know, it's all good. Eating hard boiled ass eggs. So
yum.
I have a topic, por favor.
I was going to say, yes, let's try to lightning round this a little bit. Sure. Just so we don't.
I thought you said you had some topics for me too that I missed.
Well, I wanted to know what we're bringing up to speed is you're moving. Like, how many times did you move? And then the only thing would be that you came in on, which did you ever have a bad moving experience because somebody didn't help out or whatever?
And I was going to ask you about your modern day moving experience and how that was. And you definitely answered that question. So good job, Joe.
So, yeah. And Joe left a glowing review of his movers all over Facebook. So, you know.
Yeah. So my question to the group, is there anything that you have that stayed with you through all your moves? Like, whatever it is, it comes with you wherever you go. No matter what, you're holding on to it throughout your life. And I'll begin by saying I had a cute little red scooter when I was 6. It was like the Hot Wheels scooter. And it had a tortoise speed and a hare speed. And I would cruise around my little apartment. Oh, they're both leaving. What the heck? I'm sorry to offend you guys. Good God.
They're like, anyway, great. Here's a grown-ass man.
I was
on a
getting something
scooter.
Off my shelf to answer your question, but go ahead.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. I jumped to conclusions. So I would cruise around. I love that little scooter. And I took it with me when I moved to California. It came with me all the way to California. And then when I went to move from my place to my place now in California, and Art helped me, we moved that little scooter. And Art said, Ben, are we going to ignore the red elephant in the room or are we taking it with us? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, Art. I don't know what you're talking about. So Art was like, Ben, you know you can't use this, right? You're too big. And I was like, I'll show you. So I actually consolidated myself in the scooter as a grown man and hunched myself and drove it around. And Art filmed me doing it and then played the song, You See Me Rolling, The Hating. And I felt proud of myself. And the final epilogue is I gave that to my next door neighbor because she had a little boy. And so I let him ride around the scooter. And then one day I saw she left the scooter out on the front lawn to be taken away. And I was like, you know what? It's time. So I just waved goodbye. And then I drove to Art's wedding that day.
On the scooter? I'm saying.
No. I didn't take the scooter in my nice suit to Art's wedding.
You better put that on hair speed.
So that's my story. I'm nice. Happy to hear yours.
Kenny, what do you got? Because you were grabbing something.
Yes. Okay. So on the shelf here, listeners can't see the shelf, but I've got a pretty epic shelf of memorabilia behind me. And this particular thing, if you can see it, it's
Yoda.
Yeah, it's a little Yoda. Ain't right?
I do.
So friend of the show, Kevin T. Him and I were great friends. He's my oldest friend. I believe I met him the summer before I met Art. And summer of my seventh going into my seventh grade year. And when we were friends in eighth grade or something, he had to leave his house, and he had this the entire time, this little Yoda, right? Little painted Yoda. And it's not anything special or anything, but I always liked it. Every time the few times I went over his house, I really liked it because I was a huge Star Wars fan. And when he left the house, he decided that he would give this to me. And I have kept this with me throughout the entire time. Now, this isn't the only thing. I actually have like that trunk I was telling you, a lot of this stuff lived in that. One of those things is, we've talked about it here on the show, Art and I played Bert and Ernie from It's a Wonderful Life. And in that show, he gifted me a little plush Sesame Street Bert and Ernie. And I, of course, gave him back the Bert and asked him to hold on to it. And I kept the Ernie. The Ernie is here. It's actually in this room where all of our stuffed animals. Carrie's got a lot of stuffed animals that mean shit to her. And so he's hanging out with those stuffed animals. So he's not in here. But that's one of many things that I have. There's a lot of Star Wars memorabilia. I have James Earl Jones's autograph. My mom got it for me when I was in high school. I mean, there's a few things. So
that's really cool, man.
Nice. Yeah. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I am definitely going last. You go first, Art.
Oh, he's got
trust me.
In the
trust me. There's a reason why I'm going last, which you'll
see. Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah, for me, it's Mr. Bear. That was the little. It was a puppet koala that an aunt had given me, a Brazilian aunt, one of my mom's close friends.
I remember
gave
this
me
bear
when I was like two, and I've had that bear my entire life. So I've had it since I was two, and it's gone everywhere with me. And it's like, it's in a fireproof safe. It's like, there's like two things I keep in there, or three things. Wow. Like important documents, Mr. Bear.
I'll be right back. Drive be right back.
Yes. But Mr. Bear now, I mean, and for a while he's just looked like fucking roadkill. He's all mangy and flat and has these creepy blood red eyes. But yeah, Mr. Bear has always been there. And he's the one I hold on to for all the time. And I got little other tchotchkes here and there from my youth. But yeah, I think that's the one. I think it's because I was always imagining that one day I would be a father. Didn't know when. I wasn't interested in it for a long time. But it was nice to have something that I could pass down. So I think that was really the reason why. But now that I'm saying those words, I don't know if I want to give that to him. So
it's okay, Art. Sometimes we use an excuse to give it to our kids. We just want to keep it, period.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's it.
Well, Kenny's changed his outfit entirely, and he's come back with wait, that fucker looks familiar. What is that dog? That big dog. It's like a reverse kangaroo.
So, yeah, it's a dog. Okay, so you reminded me of this. This is the oldest thing I own, period.
Wow, okay.
I got this when I was five. It had to be like 4 or 5 years old. My babysitter gave this to me. We used to live above her on Hague Avenue back in whatever. And she gave this to me, and I've kept this with me my entire life. He's fucked up. You can tell he's real raggeded. But he lives with the stuffed animals. I actually tried to get Ernie too. That's what took me so long. But I can't find him. He's tiny and buried. But
I think Bert's in a box somewhere around here. So
yeah, I had to share that.
Let me out.
Terrible radio. Yeah.
What about you, Joe? Before we start bringing this thing home.
Oh man, I am so glad that you guys all talked about lovely little mementos from your youth and everything else, because I am going the absolute farthest away from that I can. I'm sure that I have plenty of similar things, you know, including some toys that I've had for a very long time, like a Hulk Hogan wrestling buddy, a few others, but some He-Man action figures. But no, the one thing that I've carried around, I'm pretty sure from place to place with me, my old man was an my old man was an avid reader, and oh man, I hope he's not going to haunt me for this. He was an avid reader, all kinds of science fiction. Our cabinets were just packed to the gills with books. He loved an author by the name of Roger Zelani, I think. Just all kinds of, science fiction, just you name it. However, he also had another book that I found. And I was like, oh, what's this?
Mein Kampf.
I was about to say, is it Mein Kampf?
Art had and Mein Kampf. Art's dad had Mein Kampf.
My dad.
Hang on. I want to hear this.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
And I don't think. And I actually, when Ben was talking, I went to go and grab this off my bookshelf because I had to show it here in all of its glory.
Kama Sutra.
What the fuck? Hold on. Read the novel. Read you may never get a chance to see the movie. Tilt it back. Yeah, no. Other way. Other way.
Deep throat. Wow.
Wait, hold on. It's about Nixon?
There's a novelization of Deep Throat?
Linda Lovelace. Wow.
Wait a minute, but Deep Throat, they didn't know who Deep Throat was until like the...
Oh my God, that's great.
And I'm pretty sure that is the only novel that I've ever beat it to. Because it
wait,
was...
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, it's a novel.
A politics
of course, but
novel?
Wait, it got you that hot?
Yeah.
It's about them stealing all that information from the Democratic National Convention.
Kenny, this is a different Deep Throat. Joe, do me a favor. Let's do a fun experiment. Turn to page 69 and go halfway down the page and just start reading a paragraph.
The second paragraph.
Okay. Second paragraph on page 69.
Second paragraph.
Yes. It's a good face.
You guys want to let Ben go before we do this?
Yeah, oh, no, he's going to hear this. He's got to hear this.
Right, this is not the second paragraph. This is halfway down the page because that's where like the first big paragraph is, okay?
Okay.
He sat down on the stool next to her. She glanced at him and saw his forehead looming close to her face. Then it made contact with a slight bump and the other straw was in his mouth. He sucked at the liquid thirstily, making strong sipping noises like something sucking down a drain. They sat together over their shared drink like two small-town kids going steady. They pressed damp foreheads together and looked into each other's eyes until their straw sucking became sexual and Albert's glasses got steamed up. And I remember in the book at one point while he, because I believe that the drink is, you know, inside of her, that like she looks down and like his wee-wee is wiggling. It's so happy. So it's like, be careful with my words right now.
And on that beautiful note.
Actually, hold on. Let me see if I can find that part real quick. Hold on.
Well, he'll be flipping, but Ben,
I didn't realize they went that undercover with this. I mean, that seems...
They went very undercover, Kenny. This is how they take care of business.
Congrats on everything, Joe, with your new move. I'll holler thank at you guys next time. Peace out, y'all.
Peace, all right, Ben. Man. Thanks for coming,
peace,
buddy.
Peace, Ben. Thank you.
Freaking crazy people.
And while Joe is looking for that, I'm going to go to the mailbag because I have a toddler who is starting to press my wife's nerves. So I'm going to go to the mailbag. It's a pity Ben just left because the ghost calls out Ben quite a bit.
Yes.
But there is some new information about the ghost in this email. So please pay attention.
No Lex Lode this week.
You came in late. We'll let you recover for that. You know, you weren't ready.
Mail, motherfucker.
All right. This is from the ghost. The title of the email, Nickelodeon.
Hello, LARPers. So nice to hear Cobra Kai Ben back. Bro has more energy than Lex has BJJ stories. I'm starting to think Fart really effed over a bunch of people from his younger years and he starts inviting them onto his podcast as an olive branch, so he doesn't end up in their black book, much like Billy Madison apologizing to Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison. Can't figure out any other reason people you haven't spoken to in decades show up. As far as Nickelodeon, I honestly thought Nickelodeon was only Double Dare growing up. After watching a documentary on Nickelodeon, I realized there was a whole lot more. When I saw the Nickelodeon symbol, I immediately thought, Double Dare. Picking that big nose, similar to when the attached screenshot of the Warner Brothers symbol appeared, I knew Dukes of Hazzard was coming on. Can't believe Ben lived near Glen Burnout. I thought for sure it would have been Pikesville off of Reisterstown Ard. The Ghost. P.S. Last pick is you guys on my balls.
Yeah. And he's got a pick of...
He's got you and me cartooned on a
not
set
you,
of
you
shorn
and Joe.
Testicles. So,
you and me or you
yeah,
and
you,
Joe?
No, you, me and Joe.
Yeah.
I was looking at Joe on the camera on that one. So if it's to be believed, those are his balls. The ghost is clearly a Marylander because he knows that people call that school Glen Burnout.
And he knows Glen Dirty.
He didn't say Glen Dirty.
He did say Glen Burnout, referring to the high school. So
yeah. So it depends on, you know, where you were on how you called it. But then he knows about Pikesville and Reisterstown Road and all those things. But it's interesting. I've never heard the term cottie cakes. I've heard of, you know, gefilte fish, which is what that is. But I've never heard cottie cakes. So that's interesting. But there you have it. So, Ben, when you listen to this, since you've already left, the ghost says hi. And he's glad you're back. So. Joe, did you find the passage?
By the way.
All right, let's do it.
No, that's not quite it.
Wait. Hold on. I wanna put some sexy music underneath here.
All right, you ready? All right. No, that's not quite it, he said, looking between his own legs. He was limp. I know what. He went into his bedroom and returned with a small plastic cup. This should do the trick. Placing the cup in her candy store, he poured Coke into it. Then he inserted the plastic tubing and began to sip, his eyes rolling with joy and pleased amazement. Linda looked between his legs. His small bottle was trembling and about to burst.
His candy store?
Her candy store, I guess.
I know, but I mean, her candy store, whatever, candy store. Oh, my fucking God.
Golly gee, Mr. Fred, can I please get a fountain?
Yeah, it's like, oh, gosh, I can't wait to grab your soda, jerk.
Can I sip some soda out of your candy store? Let me put a cup in there first, you amateur. Just throw that shit right in there, man. Right up in that candy store.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, you found us. You're listening, so you definitely found us. We're approaching 200 episodes, and if you think that we have something planned for it, you would be so right. Oh my God, it's going to be the best episode ever.
Epic. It'll be an epic episode of past, present, and future
proportions. It will definitely not just be the three of us hodgepodging our way through talking about what we did last season and what they did in the past.
We definitely will not be celebrating our second century just, you know, reminiscing.
No. It'll be Star Wars meets The Godfather meets Schindler's List.
I can literally...
Box office play. Success I, all the way around, everybody.
There you go, Art. I blanked on that one.
It's okay.
I was like, oh, can I be Darth Vader? But I was like, Schindler's List. I don't know if that works. Well, hosts.
Well, Joe, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.
I hope you enjoy your new home.
Boondogs.
Boondogs, baby. Boondogs. And Kenny, thank you as always for boondogging like a motherfucker.
Art, boondog motherfucker, baby.
That's right. And oh, that was a cough. I thought Joe was going to sneeze on air, but he's not. So I think, you know what? We'll just leave you all to your happy week. And we'll hope that, I don't know, we're back for something more. What are we talking about next week? Do we know?
Deep throat. We're talking about, and then just add whatever it is we're going to talk about right there. Just cut it in there.
Okay, cool. Deep throat. Apparently we'll talk.
We all have a reading assignment for next week.
Dude, if I could find a PDF of that.
You think I can read a book in a week?
Oh, this book you can.
Yeah. Ayo.
Dude, I watched the movie. What was it called? Great Men or there's Of the Great Men or something? Like, it was all about that Nixon shit.
Oh, I was like, Of Mice and Men? No.
No, the guy, Bob Woodward.
No, they made a, you're saying Woodward. they made a book about the character in X-Files, right? They called it Deep Throat.
Guys, let's just do it next week. Porn.
Again?
No. I don't think we've done it before.
Rule 34.
Oh, well, no. This will be actual
porn. Okay. Nobody wants to hear us talk about that.
Yeah, they do. Just as long as they know where our hands are. I got the blues. I got the alcoholic. No more beer, my
And you come in again.
That was disappointing.
Cleveland Steamer. Harvey Wallbanger.
Missionary. I knew one.
Hey, would you blow me, dude?
What the fuck was that?
Donkey style.
I didn't get the joke.
Amanda Huggy Kiss.
What the fuck?
Missionary.
Huge ass.
Oh, I got one. 69.
IP Freely. BBJ.
That's a missionary.
Yo Ma.
Oh, cowgirl. Reverse cowgirl.
Hey, cowboy.
I'm just going to say cowboy.
That's a good drum.
Sure, reverse cowboy. How about an upside down cowgirl? Oh, yeah. I'm getting it now, guys.
I could fuck the perseverance.
Rope me far. Rope me, boys.